Couple things you want to know about before meditating. Number one thing is if you're going to meditate, meditate with music that's mellow and relaxing. Again, we want to relax the body down. So unless you're using the CDs that we've provided that are going to take you through a guided meditation, we suggest things that are relaxing, maybe not with lyrics, because again, you want to keep your mind focused. Some people will meditate without music, and that can be good, and sometimes it doesn't, because sometimes your mind can wander away from what you're doing. I always recommend meditating, if you got music, having a headset, CD player, cassette player, what have you, and that way you kind of, you know, block out the distractions. You want to keep the distractions to a minimum. You want to obviously be in a room where you're not going to be distracted. Now, as you get better and better, you're going to learn to be able to do these skills anywhere you're at. So the meditative process is whenever you want to do it, wherever you want to do it. You could be on a train, on a plane. You could be in a classroom. You could be at work, although it's probably not a good idea to meditate at work for that long. One unique thing that I was taught years ago, and that is to make sure the bladder's empty when you're meditating. And I know it sounds almost like something that's simple and easy to understand, but the fact of the matter is, if you want to relax your body down, make sure that you've got out as much of the bladder, you know, release your bladder as much as possible. Get as much of that out, because any tension you have in your body is going to hold you back from getting the results that you do. You also want to do relaxed belly breathing, which we call chi breathing, which is through the diaphragm. And you may have heard of that on some of the other CDs that we have here, where you're breathing the inhale, the stomach goes out, and the inhale, the stomach goes back down. Nice and relaxed, easy breaths, long breaths. The other thing is energy clothes or chi clothes. You want to use clothes that are going to be conducive to the energy that you're building up. And I always recommend something that's a natural fiber, such as 100% cotton, and probably wear the same clothes every day, unless you're in a situation where you're doing it at work and obviously you don't wear the same clothes every day. But the reason you wear the same clothes every day is that your clothes will start to become chi clothes or energy clothes, because that energy will attach to those clothes. And so as you do that, you're going to build up a stronger energetic base with those clothes. Now, that's not to say that you can't perform the meditation without them, but it's just a concept, just to let you know that energy is going to attach itself to whatever you're doing. I mean, you're going to build up a chi room. I mean, I do most of my meditations in my workout room, where I have my martial arts equipment, where I have my meditation area. It's also my office. And so what you have here is a total room that's devoted to my energy training. That room is just pumped up and jacked up with chi and energy, because I made it that way. Well, if you have a room like that, you're going to get the same type of results when you do that type of thing. So that's really the key in setting up your meditative practice. And when you do that, you're going to get a lot better results than if you don't have those kind of things. So you've got your everything set up. You got your chair, you've got your bed, you've got your floor, whatever you're doing. You've got your clothes on. You've got some nice relaxing meditation music. Maybe you're doing it through a Walkman. Maybe you're using the CDs that we've provided. Now, why would you not use the CDs that we provided? Well, you may want to try something else. You may want to try something different and just try to guide yourself through the meditative process versus having the CDs that we provide do it for you. So it's really a personal choice what you want to do. Now, other things you can do in order to increase your strength of concentration, because that's really what we're talking about in this entire process, is focusing on a single point. When we talk about remote viewing, we talk about astral projection or out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming, we talk about any of the skills that are involved in this, we're talking about a focus. We're talking about getting into a central focus point where we can focus on that particular skill set. Now, obviously, getting into the meditative posture, I talk about closing the eyes or opening eyes. Doesn't matter. If you leave your eyes open, you can use gazing at a candle in order to get into that trance-like effect. You could stare at a hypnotic chart. If you've seen some of our hypnosis courses, you've seen some of the different charts we use on the hypnosis side of things, but they also work from a meditation. It could also be as simple as focusing on a single object. And I would recommend that you try both. Do it with your eyes closed and with your eyes open. You will notice one thing is that as you get better at this, it doesn't matter whether your eyes are open or closed. Just like when you daydream, you don't have to have your eyes closed. I mean, you could be daydreaming and you're feeling that full sensory reception and perception while you're going through that daydream. I want you to focus on a daydream that you've had recently and focus on what it felt like, what it looked like, what you experienced, even though a daydream, typically speaking, is going to be a rapid type of thing. It might be 30 seconds that you actually wander off and you're in another world or you're in another place rather than where you're at. But all of a sudden, your mind drifts. I don't know if you've ever done that when you drive a car, where you're driving, which driving a car is somewhat of a hypnotic type of situation anyway, because you get so used to driving. If you've ever daydreamed while you're driving, maybe on a highway, you'll notice one thing, is all of a sudden, you'll lose track of time. You'll snap out of the daydream, and you'll notice that maybe you're 5 exits ahead of where you were before, but you don't ever remember seeing any of the exits. You don't remember seeing any of the information on the road at the time. Again, that is the type of state that we're going to be putting ourselves into. The only difference is it's going to be a lot deeper than that, which is pretty interesting. What I want to cover now is the structure of the meditation, exactly what we're going to do in order to get into this meditative process. Everything that we're going to do in terms of a skill, whether it's just a standard meditation, again, you're using this meditation as a cornerstone of your practice. So you can use it for anything. You could use it to gain abilities like mind-to-mind communication, remote sensing, remote influencing, remote viewing, astral projection, out-of-body experiences, being able to, you know, become psychic in terms of past, present, and future events, healing people, healing yourself, setting goals, achieving goals, whatever you want to do. So again, this is a cornerstone of what we're doing, and depending upon your focus of intent is going to depend on where it goes. So the first thing we want to do is we want to relax the body down. We want to concentrate on making the arms, legs, and eyes heavy. We want to do each body part at the time. There's some meditations where we'll actually take the time to do each body part. And then there's other times where we could do a general message. My legs are getting heavy. My arms are getting heavy. My entire body, you know, you can do a total body. Once you get the ability to relax your body, you can just say, my entire body is going into a complete state of relaxation and feel the relaxation falling from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. The next thing is breathing deeply from the belly. You're going to take in a deep breath and hold it. Exhale slowly, releasing all anxieties, problems, and concerns. Here's a tip, and I talked about this on one of the other CDs, is that when you hold your breath, it starts to still your mind. Try it right now. Hold your breath and try to think of something. It's very difficult. So it's one of the key mind-stilling techniques is breathing deeply from the belly, holding the breath, releasing it. Anytime you feel your mind getting to that point where it's not calming, when it's not stilling, where it keeps going off in directions, that's when you have to hold the breath a little bit and then release it back out. And each time you do that, just pretend like you're releasing all stress, anxieties, any situations, thoughts that you have. Just release them in one fell swoop. And then just keep telling yourself to relax your body deeper with each exhale. It's okay to talk to yourself during the meditation, providing they are instructions. Now, the other thing you can do is count down. You can count down from 10 to 1, 25 to 1, 50 to 1, 100 to 1, whatever is going to work for you. You can also shorten it to 3 to 1. Again, I'm basing this on a total scale. you may be the type of person that can relax down in three counts. 3, 2, 1, relax. That is where you might be. There's going to be other people that they've got a lot of stress and tension. It's going to take them a lot longer to relax. So again, even though we may do the countdown with 10, if the 10's not working, do your own meditation with 25. And of course, when you're doing the countdown, what you're picturing is you're picturing the number 10 in your mind's eye, in your third eye. You're focusing in that point and you're seeing the 10, and it fades away as the 9 pops up. And then the 9 comes up and the 9 fades away when the 8 pops up. Again, the reason being is because it's a focus of attention. You're hearing the number auditorily, either from yourself or from whoever's doing the guided meditation. And number two, you're doing it from a visual representation, which means you're picturing what that 10 looks like. Now, other people may not do the actual numbers. They may actually do 10 something, 10 blocks, 10 whatever, 10 gold coins. They may do it with 10 elephants. It doesn't really matter what the representation is. You're going to use whatever works for you. Now, the other thing you're going to do is concentrate in that third eye perspective. But we're going to go through the relaxation part first. You're going to feel the body relax and get heavy, like floating on a cloud. Feel the body getting warmer and more comfortable. And even say to yourself, my body is getting so relaxed that I can no longer feel it. Again, we're getting the body relaxed to the point where it's not even recognizable. Keep telling yourself that your body is getting deeper and deeper. My mind is at ease. My thoughts do not wander. I am more and more relaxed. Again, keep telling yourself more and more relaxed, going deeper and deeper. Picture yourself going deeper into yourself, your body falling, your body rising. You want to experiment with both. One of the ways that you're going to experiment with both is you can do a rising and falling exercise when you're in a lying down meditation. And that would be where you rise on the inhale, fall on the exhale. And you're actually visualizing yourself coming up off of the bed or off of the floor, or off of the chair, wherever you're at, rising and falling. And then what you do is you reverse it. You do rising on the exhale, lowering on the inhale. And see which one works best for you in terms of that type of thing. And you can do that type of exercise for a long period of time. You can also experiment with doing it where you're actually falling through the bed, falling through the floor, what have you. Okay. You also want to do affirmations and specific instructions of what you want. Again, the affirmations could be things that you're looking to get. I'm relaxed and in control at all times. I'm bold and confident. I'm a positive influence on everyone I am in contact with. I am absolutely increasing in my power to remote view and remote sense. I can control all things around me at all times based on my influencing skills. Whatever you want to do. So you can do your visualization of goals. When you do the visualization of goals, you want to actually visualize them as being real and already happening. So if you're visualizing a goal of something that you want, let's say weight, you want to take off 30 pounds, you have to picture yourself with that extra 30 pounds off. You have to picture yourself fitting into a pair of pants that are whatever, five sizes smaller or whatever that number is. Okay. You can also go to a specific place in your mind to relax. Pick the place, the beach, could be the woods, could be space, could be the mountains. It could be your backyard. It could be in your basement. It doesn't matter. It could be in a closet. The place is not consequential, but it is good to have a place that you can go to that's yours. Maybe it's an underground cave underneath your house. It's, again, imaginary place, but you pick it. Again, I'm not going to select the place because you may hate the beach and I may love the beach, and so I'm not going to force that onto you. I'll let you choose where you're going. You can also have a private workshop within your mind to work out challenges or situations that you're facing. This is a great way to do it because this incorporates the subconscious mind to get involved, in the sense that you actually have a workshop that you can detach yourself from everyday life and go to and start to work out challenges. It can also be a place where you can get answers to situations that you're looking for. This is also an excellent, excellent way in order to start being able to set yourself up into being able to read into the future and maybe even go backwards into the past and retrieve information from your mind or the minds of other people. Again, it's probably an advanced concept, but it's certainly something you can do. And the next thing is total blank, where you're thinking about nothing. The mind is blank. Very difficult to do. Again, mind-stilling techniques will be used. So we can get you to focus on a central point that we're instructing or somebody else is instructing. The more you can get your mind to relax and calm down and not really think about anything, the more you're going to be able to do things in that particular situation. And also, the more that you're going to be able to get from your subconscious mind. For instance, if you give your subconscious mind a task and say, during this meditation, I want to be able to do X, whatever that might be, and then focus on that. But to focus on that doesn't mean focusing on that and taking it off into a different direction. What it means is almost not focusing on it and letting the information come through. A very hard concept to grasp, and it's an even harder concept to make a reality because our minds are usually so scrambled with information. And especially people that do this, I mean, I know I was that way in the beginning, man. I was always wanting to know more and more information. And so a lot of times when I got my meditation, I was thinking too much. You want to get away from that thinking. I realize it's difficult, but that is one of the keys to this entire process. And of course, you can also heal a specific ailment that you or a loved one has. Again, that comes down to belief, but you can certainly do it. If a loved one is not feeling good, and it could be as simple as a headache, it could be a stomach ache, it could be just that they're feeling depressed, you can pump them up with your energy by making them feel good. And if you look at some of our programs on mind-to-mind communication, you can find out a little more how to do that exactly. But that really is probably a pretty good laundry list of things that you're going to do in the meditation outside of actually remote sensing, astral projection, OBE type stuff, which we're going to cover in a little bit as well. But the whole key to this process is relaxing, absolutely relaxing the body down. If you can't get that body relaxed, it is not going to work for you. You're not going to be able to remote view or remote sense. You're not going to be able to astral project. Relaxation is the number one factor. When we go into some of the other sections on actually doing the remote viewing and the sensing and the third eye focusing, we're going to go into a little more detail about that relaxation process and how integral and how important it is to this entire process.